are back in Crespin. It's The Zone. I'm RJ Hawk alongside Chris Kane, and we are joined by former Razorback great Madre Hill. Madre, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Now, I know, just like everybody else out here, you're quite disappointed. You didn't get to go swinging around on the golf course today.
Well, at least they still have some grass out there.
Madre, I tell you, it's great having you on. And taking you back, let's first start with the Razorbacks and you know, everything that's going on with them and new coach and Coach Bielema. What do you see as far as him coming in and trying to change the program around?
Well, I think he's going to first have to establish his type of program. I think it's going to take a little while. I don't think it's going to be like the microwave situation. But I think in the long run, we'll be a better, solid team overall, especially in the SEC West, where, you know, it's not traditionally an air type of conference on our side anyway. Yeah. On the East, it's usually up in the air. In the West, it's 3 yards in a cloud of dust. And I think we're going to get back to that mold of football.
A lot of people have thought that, you know, it's just going to go back to that, hand it off up the middle, you know. But I really think that with his offense, there's a reason why he had a Heisman Trophy finalist up in Wisconsin. But, you know, it's a lot of off-tackle stuff, and it's a lot of offensive linemen pushing. I mean, it really develops the running back, I think.
Well, you're talking about the Wild Wild West.
Yeah.
And in Wild Wild West, you got Texas A&M coming in now. They're establishing their program. And even Coach Sullivan, he'll tell you that it all started with the running game. You know, the passing game is fine. That's typically in the East now.
Yeah.
But in the West,
it's fun.
Yeah, it's fun and gun. But, you know, I coach from Spurrier. I understand the philosophy of all that. But in the West, you're talking about Alabama. You're talking about LSU. To go toe-to-toe with those guys, it's going to be a physical game. It's going to come down to four quarters, if not overtime. And we got to establish the type of mentality and the type of grit and grind that it's going to take to battle those type of guys. And that's just the truth.
Razorbacks lost a couple big running backs that have helped them a lot recently in Dennis Johnson, as well as Nile Davis, of course. What about the new guy coming, like a Jonathan Williams, a guy who was a freshman last year, saw some flashes, and then a couple freshmen coming in this year. What are you seeing from this running back core that we have coming back, and how will they be able to contribute, do you think?
Excitement. You know, it's the unknown. And, you know, it goes back to the guys trying to establish themselves. It's great that they're young when this new coach is coming in,
uh-huh,
because they really don't know any difference. So whatever's given to them, they're going to take it and run with it. So a guy like Nile, you know, he's a seasoned vet. Mm-hmm. You know, it would be kind of hard for him to change the system, the mind frame into West Coast being was doing. He probably gonna like it a lot more because he gets the ball a lot
more.
But to take a young guy and mold him into your system and give him 2 or 3 years to grow, that's what we're talking about.
Coach Bielema has talked about really trying to reach back in the past and get with players and bring them back to the program. Have you been able to reach out to them? Has he reached out to you or anything like that?
Well, the program has.
Yeah.
I have been invited to several different functions, which I'm extremely excited about. That's something that has been lacking in the past. You know, I always say when I was playing in the NFL, it was a little bit different time. Now we've got several Razorbacks in the NFL. But when I came out, it was just a handful of us in the NFL. And I remember listening to other guys in the locker room during the bowl times. All of a sudden, they have tickets in their locker. Every year they would have a program in their locker. I mean, T-shirts. And it's an extension of recruitment. I mean, when those guys get interviewed on TV and so forth, it's just an advertisement for the university.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And I think that there was a gap there at some time. I don't know who's fixing it or whatever it may happen. But the most important thing is that it's getting fixed.
Yeah.
And I think that the university is really working hard to reach out to us and us to them. And I think that it's just going to be a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Now, you were drafted by the Browns in 99.
Yes.
Just, you know, kicking it with all these former NFL guys, you know, probably brings back a lot of memories.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, I know a lot of these guys from different locker rooms and from different events, and it's just great to reminisce, you know.
Now, you and Reggie Swinton, did y'all play together at one point, or did you just know each other along the way?
We just knew each other along the way. Yeah. It seemed like I did, but Reggie was always there. We known each other. Arkansas is not that big of a state.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you play ball around that time, you pretty well know everybody does.
Malvern grad, a guy who played high school football here in the state, one of the legends here in the state, one of the greatest players to ever come out of Arkansas high school football. Talk about getting involved in the Lions here and how great it is that Reggie and a group of you guys are starting this youth community around a team where you can really coach these kids up to help make high school football eventually better later.
Anything to do with kids in the state of Arkansas, kids in general, I love to be a part of it. And Reggie is trying to do something to better the football program here in the state of Arkansas, which the most important thing is if you can get the kids young in a peewee league like this, it's only going to better the high school.
Yeah.
And if it betters the high school, it's going to better the University of Arkansas, Arkansas State, Conway. And it just goes on and on, which makes our state a better attraction for other recruits nationwide. So if you bring those type of players, you bring attention to the state of Arkansas. Attention brings people. People bring revenue. It's just an overall.
It's a domino effect.
It's a domino effect. Yeah. So anything that we can do to take care of home, you know, that's especially the people of home, it's better for us all.
Now, you've made your way back to the Little Rock area. I guess you're over in North Little Rock now. Got your own business and everything like that?
Yeah, we're located in Sherwood. It's called Razor Clean, Inc. We're right off of Highway 107, 8120. And we've been there for a little bit over a year now. We got a management firm, Razor Clean, Inc. Underneath it, we got Razor Clean Maids, which is a janitorial maid service. And we got Razor Clean Painters, Razor Clean Lung Care, and we got a 503, which helps kids go to college and better our communities with cleanliness.
Now, are you helping out with the AAU program as far as coaching or anything like that?
No. My last coaching thing was Arkansas, South Carolina, University of Florida, FIU. Yeah, so I, the coaching thing is I take the back front to it. I enjoyed it. It's fun. You know, I got three boys and a little girl. I would like to coach them one day.
I understand.
You got to coach with Coach Spurrier at South Carolina. What is he like? You know, we see him in the media, and he's a media darling. You know, everything he says is a soundbite that you can use. Yeah. What's he like behind the scenes?
Well, Steve Spurrier is Steve Spurrier at all times.
Oh, is he? Okay.
Yeah, but I learned a lot of football from Steve and the old ball coach. He's an offensive genius. That he is.
Really?
He can dissect the play on the field and change it up in a heartbeat and to something no one ever played. I mean, we'd be on the sideline, and he'll see something, and he'll just say, hey, Madre, have him do this and have the wide receiver go here and do this and do that and throw it there. And we'd be like, Coach, we never did this before. Just do it. So then all of a sudden, you know, it works. So, I mean, he's that's his calling.
He's ball coach, isn't he?
Yeah, he's the old ball coach.
Oh, head ball coach.
Yeah,
I love
head
it.
Ball coach.
Madre Hill, former Razorback, former Oakland Raider, former San Diego Charger, joining us, and I guess Cleveland Brown as well, joining us here on the Zone. Madre, we appreciate you joining us. Maybe you'll get out and swing them up. I think the rain's gone away a little bit.
All right, I appreciate it. Hey, go Hawks.
Thanks, Madre. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it.